So, we just finished celebrating the 68th year of Medinat Israel, and for the people that celebrate it, and for the even for the people that celebrate it, there's always a nagging question, which we say Reshit Smichat Gulatenu. The concept of the state of Israel is the beginning of our Gula. So first, I have a next door neighbor who's itching me to say we have to change the nusach. It's really Be'emtza. But okay, not getting into the definition of what's Reshit, what's the... But I actually want to go to the other way, which is, how are we going to get to the end? Whether it's Machlokas, whether in the beginning, the middle, how do we get to the end? What's it going to be? What's it going to be? And a lot of people who are negative will say, look around the Medina, there's a lot of people that are... There are a lot of people that are not religious. How do we have this Gula? How are we going to have this Gula? So a lot of people are looking at the Kibbutz Galiot, and that's not for this year. So here we have a fundamental machlokas about, do we actually all need to be balei tshuva for the Gula to come? And the second step of this year will be, let's say you don't have to do tshuva for the Gula to come. So then what is there any relationship whatsoever between Gula and tshuva? Or like, it seems to be ridiculous that it would be one of two ways, either that just God is going to bring the Gula even though we're all doing wrong things, or maybe there is some sort of relationship, meaning that the Gula is going to come in a Nisi way. So that's one way. Let's say that maybe Satmar and others will say that it's not natural, it's not in our hands at all. That would be one way to say it, that okay, it's it can even come without our tshuva, and that's when the Mashiach will come, or Hashem will declare it miraculously even without our tshuva. Or there might be a second way, that there might, even though Gula could come without our tshuva, maybe there's a different relationship between Gula and Tshuva. So those are the two steps of the Shir, which I think are very connected to what are we trying to do here. So the truth is, it's a Machlokas, in the first source in front of you, in Tzadik Zayin Amabez, Machlokas Amoraim and Tanaim. Amar Rav, Rav says in Tzadik Zayin Amabez, Kalu Kolat Kitzin. Kalu means the language of it's finished, Kolat Kitzin, all the time periods. Whether it means that he says there's no preordained date at all for the end of the Galut, or it means that any dates that we had are done. But the bottom line, what Shitas Rav is, Ein adavar talui el b'tshuva masim tovim. You want to know how the Gula is going to come, where everyone's going to see the Hashem and Vaya Hashem l'melech al kol haaretz? It's only with tshuva and masim tovim. Comes Shmuel and argues and says, Dayo la'avel shiyamod be'avelo. And Rashi, in the second source in front of you, says that who is this avail? Two opinions. It's either HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Am Yisrael. Rashi says that it's Dayul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's Omid Kama Yamim V'Yimino Achor, i.e. if we don't do tshuva, God is not going to stand in Avelut all days, that he's in the Geula, but a case is going to happen. Or Lishna Achrina, the avail is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's Am Yisrael. Die for Am Yisrael to be in the Tzar Galut, and therefore even without tshuva, we will have Geula. Amrle Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua, Kitanoi. So this is a machlok. The machlok is Rabbi Shmuel. Is actually the Gemara now says the machlok is Tanoi. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Yisrael Osim Tshuva Nigalim Vimav In Nigalim. What sounds like that? Rav is like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, and then Rabbi Yeshua is going to be like Shmuel. That Rav says it's dependent on Tshuva, and so does Rabbi Eliezer. And Shmuel, who says that's going to happen even without Tshuva, that's what Rabbi Yeshua is answering back. Only Rabbi Yeshua, I'm inosin Tshuva, in the galim. You're going to tell me it's all dependent on Tshuva? Can't be. Ella, and here's a big line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid lahem melech shekzirotav kashyot kehaman. That God will put a melech that has the tremendous gzirot like Haman. V'Yisrael osin Tshuva machzir l'mutav. And then Yisrael will do Tshuva and come back. And at this point, there's braita back and forth between different psukim in Tanakh, each one buttressing their opinion, whether it's tshuva or not tshuva. Till the end of the Gemara, which we're going to get to, that says, Vishotak Rabbi Lazar, after Apostle Rabbi Lazar's quiet. And then the continuation of the Gemara, Vam Rabbi Abba, in lecha ketz begula mizek, quoting from the Pasuk, In Yechezkel, Vatem are Yisrael, Avchem titenu, Virechem tisulam Yisrael. Now the question comes, what is the machloket between Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua, he says, what? It's going to be without tshuva? So what is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid lehem melech shegzerotav kashot kaman. Yisrael osim tshuva. Meaning, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, it sounds like there's a tshuva here. So what's going on here? So that's where, if you look at the Marsha explains the Machlokes with his Yisod, a very interesting Yisod. Marsha, first of all, I'll give credit. It comes, a lot of this, the questions I've been thinking about, but Rav Drukman Shlita, Yibadu Achayim, has an amazing sefer called Kima Kima that deals with a lot of these sugyot. It's very highly recommended to go through them. These sugyot, to understand what it means, your connection to Am Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael, to Medinat Yisrael. So the Marsha here, Aladaf, as I said before, quotes Rashi that the whole sugya is that Shmuel, who seems to say that Am Yisrael's nigal without tshuva, is like Rabbi Yoshua. Aval im kein, the question that we just asked, my kamar, Rabbi Yoshua, l'kadosh baruch hu ma'amid lehem melech ke'aman u'machzir lehem mutav. Daha inami lo yachzir lehem mutav nigalim. What does this mean that he's going to do this? We just said that without tshuva, we are nigal. Okay? And then he deals with what are the psukim. The question that we're going to ask later is, why is Rabbi Elazar being quiet over there? We know that he's not going to continue talking. What does that mean? So the Marsha says that there are two types of tshuvas. He says the Rav, when he says kalu kol akitzim, the ein kitz davar, he says in some of the psukim that he quotes in the Brayta, teaches this idea that it's dependent on tshuva. What type of tshuva? It's a tshuva that's coming from ourselves. Tshuva ma'isim tovim, Yashuva mitzar atzmam. Maybe that's like the emphasis I would add. The ma'asim tovim, right? Tshuva doesn't include ma'asim tovim. The ma'asim tovim, it's not a tshuva of force. It's a tshuva that you want to do the ma'asim tovim. The Vilna Gaon actually even says that the tshuva is going to be dependent on chesed that we do. The gula is going to be dependent on the chesed that we do. V'in ze biyado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ka'kol bidei shamayim, chutz mirat shamayim. So that's Shitas Rav. Rav is saying that the gula is dependent on tshuva that you want to be doing. What does Shmuel then say? Shmuel then says that it's not only going to be a tshuva ritzonit, that which Rabbi Eliezer says, Yisrael osim tshuva, of tshuva ritzonit, mitzar atzmam, and that's the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, in chapter Gimel, that it says three different times, there's shuvu vanim shovavim, that God asks you, you do it from your own will. Hey, Shivlo Rabbi Yoshua, I turn the page. This is the first time I actually wrote numbers on the page and the sources. Just tells you how old I'm getting within my giving shiurim, either that or organized. V'heishiv lo Rabbi Yoshua, dahu kra, page 2, b'tshuva hechrachit, kama. And that's what he means. Even Rabbi Yoshua holds that it doesn't mean that there's not going to be any tshuva. It has to come with certain tshuva, but it has to be what? There's a tshuva that God is going to, if you don't want to do it your way, God says, I'll do it my way. I'll have the melech, I'll have the tsaros. And then that's the whole idea of the psukim that it brings down of the avodah zarah, that you bow down to the tzelem, the tamen vuchanetzar by Haman, etc. The issue that Rav Drukman has with this, as much as it sounds like sounds nice, but these categories, he says that what these they seem to be not as mushul exclusive as the Marsha brings down. I mean, because any bottom line is even if there is the paro or the haman, the bottom line is you still have your own bechira chafshis. But, meaning I don't totally throw out these answers, but that's the question here. That one answer is tshuva hechachit, tshuva ritzonit. Because of that, there's a different approach. The approach is Rabbi Yehuda Alkalai. Some people who understand a little bit of Zionism, it's a little misquote, because he's actually, if you look it up, that he's not actually, first of all, he's not an Ashkenazi Jew, let's say like Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, the father of Zionism on a certain level, a big Talmud of Rav Kiva Eger. He was actually a Svardi, Rav Yehuda Alkalai. Boom, door's going to slam. And in the late 1700s, 1800s, and he wrote a very important sefer called Minchat Yehuda, that he called for returning to Eretz Yisrael. He's very into Kabbalah, into Messianic, the concept of tshuva, but the bottom line is, addressing this answer, he gives a very important yisod. And he says that there are two types of tshuvot. There's a tshuva pratit and a tshuva klalit. He says a tshuva pratit is what we're used to when we're learning an elo, the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Ratzalomar shia tshuva chotei mechato. Api gidrei tshuva that we know, that's called tshuva pratit, that each person has to do based on their own sins. And that's not, everyone is not equal to that. As opposed to tshuva klalit, that's where Am Yisrael returns to Eretz Yisrael. Ki adar b'chutz la'aretz, he quotes the Gemara in Ksubos, That's Kimishela Aloka, you're being like Ovid Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And he says that's what Rabbi Yeshua means. Even Rabbi Yeshua says you need tshuva. But what type of tshuva? Kadosh Baruch Hu mami lehem melech shegzerotav kashot kehamanu machzira lemutav. Rotza lomar, im lo yasu tshuva le'eretz Yisrael. Meaning you have statements, not only yesterday and today. There was a tragedy that just happened. I'm not sure you're listening to the news. There was a tragedy yesterday in Florida. It was about the Satmar community. And people here from Florida, so it makes sense that they should know about it. There, five people went some sort of sea, beach. They went there and they were sitting on the beach, and a tremendous wave came and killed two of the five people. These are two of the people. The names are, one of them is Parnas. The other one was, I think, Rosenberg. It's Zichron Levacha, in a tragic way. These are two people that are big veers in the Satmar community, giving tens and tens of millions of dollars to them. So they're in an avil. The avil is this morning. In the radio show, they had said that, you know, they're coming to Eretz Yisrael. So they said it's in Monroe, which is like Eretz Yisrael anyway. So it's not even something that's happening only when the Meshech Chachma talked about how people thought that was Eretz Yisrael. Even nowadays, people are calling outside of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. So, but he says the tshuva klalit, what we need, is even if you don't do tshuva, im lo yasu tshuva, what we call pratit, but coming to Eretz Yisrael, then unfortunately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mamid melech shegzerotav kashot, you'll say that, you know what, not so simple to live outside of Eretz Yisrael. As we know, ki biyad chazaka yishalachim, v'yad chazaka yigarshim mi'artzo, he quotes, as we know, there are different ways that we left Mitzrayim also. Some people wanted to, and some people through the Dever, through the Cherev that we learned in the Haggadah. Uveirom of Chosar Kol, we say in the Tochacha, and even without everything. So we see that we have this machloket. We have a machloket between Rav and Shmuel, whether you need tshuva. And even here, between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua, how do we paskin? Within that, that's why the Gemara earlier on said Veshotak, that Rabbi Elazar was Veshotak, because he was Modeh to Rabbi Yoshua. Normally, first of all, even without that, the Klalei Apsak is, when you have a Machlokas Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Elazar, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua, that says that, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Elazar was Shatak. That's a third way to understand, as again Rabbi Elazar had said, that Im Yisrael osim tshuva nigalim v'im lav ein nigalim. But now we're modeh, that he's modeh. So we say that the psak halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that you don't need, let's say the maximum you need is the tshuva of coming back to Eretz Yisrael, but you don't need the tshuva pratit. Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua without tshuva. And this next piece, just if you turn back, the end of source number one, after Shatak Rabbi Elazar, there's the famous Gemara, I quoted it on Yom HaTzma'ut, V'amar Rabbi Abba, Ein lecha ketz megula mizeh. What is the V'amar? What's the V'amar? So Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook has a beautiful, beautiful pshat. I didn't bring it for you, but I'll quote it for you. He says, what's the connection between whether there's a machlokes, whether it's with tshuva or without? So he says, a beautiful idea. You've heard this before. Amazing. He says, since we don't know, what do you do? So it's not just stam and agar to gemara. It's ve'omer Rabbi Abba. Since the kates, the gula, is not dependent on tshuva, so then how are you going to know? The answer, how are you going to know, is that Eretz Yisrael is being built up. Ayin yafeh, there's kibbutz galiyot. That's the third idea. That's how you're going to know that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that it's based on Am Yisrael coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So now we finish part one. Part one saying that we understand what the machlokas is between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua two ways. The second way, that Rabbi Yeshua says you don't need tshuva pratit, but tshuva klalit, Am Yisrael is coming. So then it's almost like saying you shouldn't have any tshuva movements. Why do you have all these Garin Toranis in Tel Aviv and NCSY starting in Israel and all these things? What do you need tshuva for? All you really need is nefesh benefesh. Get them all back to Eretz Yisrael. Why do I have all these tshuva movements? What's going on? Why do I have yeshivas? Why do I have leadership programs? Why do I have these things? So that's where there's a medrash in the Gemara, in sources 6 and 7. The medrash says, Amar Rav Yochanan, It's quoting from the Pasuk in Tehillim. It's machlokas in the Midrash also. There's a famous part of the Midrash that says that if Am Yisrael keeps one Shabbat, it's quoted in the Gemara also, even one day, afilu yom echad, if we keep one Shabbos, Mashiach is going to come. Masechah Shabbos quotes it. Why? Because it's kineged kol mitzvos. And he quotes the Pasuk that we say in Lechon Aranana, in QL Okeno v'nachru amarisov, it's on yado hayom im b'kolot tishma. Rav Yochanan says a different shot. Om Rav Yochanan, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Af Api Shenatati Kitzva LaKetz Sheyabo. God says it's going to happen. Bein Osim Tshuva, Bein Shon Osim Tshuva. But what is that? Whether you do Tshuva or not. Be'onata Yiba. Bottom line is there's a set time. However, if we do Tshuva, again, remember we had said, when we said this, it's either going to be, since it's naturally, we can do nothing, we should do nothing, and it's going to be miraculous. There are people that think that. The other way to say it is no. Part of natural, what religious Zionism is, it's going to come through natural means. But we could do something. What could we do? We could do tshuva. That what we can bring the gula closer. Imo sim tshuva, filu yom echad, ani mevi ota shelo be'onata. That's the end of the pasuk that we say. Hayom im bekolo tishmo. And that's the end of the Medrash. That's like it by all mitzvot. If we do one day of mitzvot properly, the Mashiach will come of Shabbos, because we know Shabbos is connected called mitzvot. And that's in source number 7, what Rav Alexandri says, Rav Yeshua ben Levi says, we have a machlo, there's a stira. On one idea it says, bi'ita. This is the Haftorah of Parshas Kitavo. It's in its time. And the other one says, achishena, that God's going to hasten it. So which is it? If zachu, if we do the right things, achishena. Lo zachu, then it's going to be ita. And this we see, many of the Rishonim, just to keep it brief, Rabbeinu Bachai talks about this when we talk about the Gula, which is actually this week's parsha. The Rabbeinu Bachai, when he says that if there's more years bishanim, ima'at nishar bishanim, I meant to bring a Tanakh, I don't have it on me, that the pigeon will be lefi shanim. And he says it's not only talking about the fields, but he says in a drash that he's talking about what? Lefi godel atshuva, then the gula will come closer. Vim lo yigael be'ilep, if you will not do the gula via tshuva, then it will come in its right time. Fiatza b'shnat ha'yovel, hu banav imo, that it's not going to be mitachir zman ha'gula more than the set time. And he says, this is Rabbi Yoshua. And that's the end of the parsha that says, kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, b'agia Torah gula katsuf. That's it. Ein metakvim afilo sha'achat. V'lo yu avadim kim l'kadosh baruch hu. Because of avadai heim, asher otzeti otam eretz mitzrayim, to equate the geula to the geula. Once the gates happens, you're out. You have that also beautiful in source number 9 in Rabbeinu Bachai, but I'll move ahead, skip ahead. That, again, this is what Rabbeinu Bachai says, that umi ma'akev she'en anu nigalim, ein shum davar ma'akev ela tshuva. It's all about tshuva. Im tivayun ba'ayu in Yeshayahu. If you want it, it will be there. Bikshu rachamim, we will shav min ha'gula. This is what we say, that mimkom chamakinu tofia, kimecha kim anachnu. It's only when we want it. It's only when we want it, then the tshuva is going to come. All the problem with this, of the Rishonim, seems to be that the Rambam. The problem is that the Rambam says what? Seems to be paskening, not like Rabbi Yeshua, but like Rabbi Elazar. Because why? The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says, Kol ha-Nevim kulan tzivu al tshuva, Ve'in Yisrael, Perek Zayin Alachahe, Ein Yisrael nigalim el b'tshuva, Ukvar yivticha Torah, Shesof Yisrael asot tshuva, Besof galutan, Umiyarein nigalim, etc. V'shaftar Hashem lokech. What does it sound like though? It sounds like that it's only b'tshuva, which is against what we had said. Two answers to that, and then we'll finish the shir. Number one, the Kesef Mishnah, when he brings this down, doesn't quote our Gemara. Meaning, you would have thought that the Kesef Mishnah would have said, and he paskas like Rabbi Eliezer. He says, no. What he means, as the next halacha says, is, Godol tshuva shemekarev esadam l'shechina. Ve'in Yisrael nigalim ala b'tshuva, comes the Kesef Mishnah to say this based on the Gemara and Yuma, that greater is tshuva is mekarev es ha'geula. So meaning that he's not paskening like Rabbi Eliezer, but he's saying that the tshuva, like we have just said, is, if it's achishen, it's going to come quicker. Furthermore, Rav Alkalai in source 13 says that what tshuva is the Rambam talking about? Kohanim kulan tzivu al ha tshuva. And that's what? That's coming back. It's not talking about the tshuva pratit. What's it talking about? It's talking about the tshuva klalit. It's coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Tshuva klalit azot tzivu al ha kohanim kmo shekatav rabbeinu behilchot tshuva. Kohanim tzivu al tshuva. It's not talking about the tshuva pratit, but it's talking about coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Tshuva ritzon olam har tshuva klalit. Sheyashuv Yisrael eretz ha-kdosha. Shavta Hashem lokecha v'shav Hashem lokecha. All those psukim it's talking about within the realm of kibbutz galiot. That's when Rav Avinu, I remember at one of these Yom HaAtzmaut things, when he quotes the Rambam, he says, it's talking about kibbutz galiot. That's the tshuva. That's the tshuva. And a lot of times, people think, and this is a big question, where we have the tshuva, a lot of people, and this is a real nafkamina, should I make aliyah? I'm going to be able to learn more in America, or learn more in England. Learn 9 hours there, 3 hours here. So this is part of the nafkamina. Nafkamina is, okay, maybe able to learn more there, but if you're a klal Jew, tshuva klalit, the Rambam saying, we want the gula, and you can bring it by being here in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, hopefully, and you never know, there's an article in the New York Times about people who think they're so busy, and you'll be surprised how many hours you still have to come here, that you'll be able to do it. So we should be zoche to have the gula. We should be able to do tshuva, both pratit, and tshuva klalit, that shavuvonim l'gvulam. Shakar.